USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has some strong words for Democrats after an anti-hate resolution was passed on Thursday.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because it's become, the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
President Trump's comments before leaving aboard Air Force One. The president is currently down in Alabama touring some of the tornado damage that happened earlier this week. The U.S. economy gained 20,000 jobs in February. Now economists were predicting nearly 180,000 jobs in the latest job report. That is the worst job creation number since September of 2017. The only good news out of that report was that wage earnings were up in February. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A federal appeals court says those seeking asylum in the U.S. can go to a court to appeal a rejection. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling expands constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, giving them a pathway to potentially stay in this country. Under current law, if any asylum officer and an immigration judge decide the migrant doesn't have a credible fear of persecution in their home country, they can be deported. The Justice Department has conducted the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Several students at a Mesa, Arizona high school say they were disrespected by staff and asked to leave campus because they were wearing Make America Great Again attire. Last Friday was Spirit Week at the high school, and it was dubbed Party in the USA. The Arizona Attorney General's office is investigating whether the school staff infringed upon students' free speech rights. The school is saying the students did not identify themselves and did not leave school grounds when asked. Arizona State Representative Kelly Townsend tells Fox News there's a lot more to this story than we know.
Well, we already have some action happening right now, and that, you know, there's some questions about the various versions of the story that we were hearing. And there's attorneys that are now involved. And one of those attorneys has issued a retraction for the school because the school said that before the video started that the mother came into the classroom or into the school yelling, using the F word in front of students. And the attorney has issued a demand for a retraction because there was actually more to that video that was cut off because there was other students in the video, so the mother didn't want to release that. But it shows it from the moment she got out of her car and went into the building. There was no yelling. There was no cursing or F-bomb. The school chose to fabricate a story about this mother in an effort to discredit her.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.